Now we are at NCA 17-046, a law of the Muskogee Nation authorizing an appropriation for personnel costs. Do we hear a motion? Motion made for postponement. Definitely here. Second. Roll call, please. On the vote. Postpone definitely.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, 0 against. That motion has been approved. Now down to referred legislation. Linda.
Sorry. It's going to be interest on the permanent fund.
Okay.
The next one is going to be interest on the permanent fund.
Okay.
Next one, interest on the permanent fund. Okay. 028, interest on the permanent fund. Okay. 29, interest.
Okay.
31 is going to be capital improvement. 35 is going to be capital improvement.
Okay.
36, interest on the permanent fund. 37, my understanding is it's going to come out of monies that are already withheld out of their third-party investment
money
because we released the emergency room money, so okay. It will not be an appropriation.
Oh, this won't be? Okay.
And 38 is capital improvement. 39 is interest on the permanent fund.
Okay. Do you have a motion to accept the appropriations as presented by the controller? Okay. 17024, interest on permanent fund. 26, interest on permanent fund. 27, on interest on permanent fund. 28, interest on permanent fund. 29, interest on permanent fund. NCA 1731, 35, and 38 are capital improvements. And 36 and 39 are interest on permanent fund. And 37 is not going to be appropriations because of that third-party billing.
Thank
you. Okay.
On 37, will that language need to be changed and on the floor? It says appropriation.
Mr. Chairman, in the meeting wherein the bill was passed, Secretary Terry informed the committee that the money would be coming out of the money that was released from the emergency room. I don't know if you remember that.
And
so I'm not sure if the language was recorded that evening or if
it needs to be recorded.
Okay.
Yeah,
we
need
probably.
Did you even go
get her? But anyway, so we hear a second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Okay, that's been approved. And we'll get a clarification on 37, okay, whether appropriation or not. Okay, moving on down to the other business is Mr. McIntosh.
The purpose of this is to inform the council about sort of a partnership we're doing with a credit union. It's Tinker Federal Credit Union. And really the main point of it is to open an additional option to our citizens and employees as a financial institution. One of the key reasons, or I guess one of the reasons that we're requesting to be added as a field membership is for the financial planning aspect of it. This financial institution actually have a department that's dedicated to financial education, and they have 3 people within there. They're trained, they're certified through CUNA to teach financial classes. They do youth educational classes. They do workshops at schools. They receive an award as a National Youth Involvement Board. They ranked them 3rd in the nation for youth education. And so it'll allow us through this relationship to bring them in. We help to tie it into the summer youth program and then also with our employees and citizens as well to teach financial education classes. One of the benefits of it we see is it's no cost to the tribe. It's a service that they offer. And through this, our employees and citizens will be able to sign up. And so classify them as a financial institution if they so choose. We, as far as legislation, we ran this through the Attorney General's office if it required a tribal resolution or any act by the council. And the response was that they felt it didn't require legislation. Some of the questions that they returned is, by sending them these letters, are we binding ourselves to certain terms and conditions with Tinker Federal Credit Union? And we're not in any way. All these letters do is establish us as a common group. The way that credit unions work is that in order to be a member, similar to, say, AARP, where you got to be over a certain age in order to join, well, in order to join a credit union, you got to be some type of certain group in order to join. And so what this establishes is that we're a common group. And it said, have they provided you with an agreement that we are acquiescing to by virtue of sending our letter of commonality? And no, we're not. It doesn't bind a tribe in any way. It just creates an additional option for our citizens. Are we agreeing to provide tribal member information and for marketing or any other purpose? No, we're not. We're not providing Tinker Federal Credit Union with anything. So once the letters are sent in, they won't know anything additional about any of our members than they knew before. Are we agreeing to be exclusive, to not allowing any other credit union or banking institution? We're not allowing that. And at least from my input, it's not my intent to allow any financial institution to be exclusive for the tribe. And are we agreeing to allow Tinker to hold himself out as a financial institution of the Muscogee Creek Nation, and they're not. I mean, we're just a partner, and they would have us listed as eligible to join. And then are we waiving jurisdiction or sovereign immunity or agreeing to identify Tinker? And we're not in any way that I could see. The relationship would be between the individual and the credit union.
Okay.
And so I think that they have some great products and that our members, our citizens can utilize going forward. And so it's just to working with the Public Relations Department right now on an informational rollout as far as what it'll be. They've provided us with some material, such as a poster. Don't intend to put our seal on it to have it reflect as an endorsement in any way. And on the providing of information, one of the things I point out as well in the letter, the number of employees, the number of citizens, and then as well as the listing of everything that was actually provided from Tinker, looking at our websites and on the internet. So that was a question I had. They sent me this list, and I was like, where'd you get all this at? And they said, well, we looked at your website. And so, as far as that, because, I mean, that's one of the things I told them is, we were kind of looking to develop financial planning for our citizens, and one of the things is kind of payday lending. And so this may be an option where we can get our citizens out of that cycle for any of them that are caught up in it. They have a program to get people out of that cycle, and part of that is also the financial planning aspect of it. And again, I've emphasized it's at no cost to the tribe. It's something that it's a service that they already provide. And so, that's kind of, it just provides an additional option to our employees and citizens.
Okay. Any questions for MacTosh?
I don't have a question, just a comment. So, it just like Sam's, allowing the employees to join Sam's.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, whether they choose to join or not is totally optional to them. They actually have, when you join a credit union, you have to put in a certain amount of money. It's called a par share to put on deposit, and they hold that. And so on your statement, it reflects as not being available for withdrawal. And the reason for that is when you withdraw that, close out your account, then you're no longer a member. But you get that money back. It's just kind of a thing. And they actually have, they call it 555 deal where they essentially give the person $5 to open their account, and then they get $5 for referring somebody. So our members or our citizens can actually get a few bucks out of this deal too if they utilize that correctly. And they have kids savers accounts. They do youth education, which is one of the main things that we're looking for.
Thank you, Chief.
Will this be just available within the jurisdiction or the...
No, that's a great question, because that's one of the things when we evaluated that from a field membership standpoint. Not to get too technical, but there's different classifications for field membership, and they're considered a multiple common bond. And so one of the things that we were looking for as well is that this is open up to anyone that's a citizen of the tribe. So even the ones who live outside of our jurisdiction, Oklahoma City, California, Tennessee, they can still join, they can still partake in the services. And so that kind of allows them to kind of feel
part of it.
Yeah, part of it as well.
Okay. Any other questions? Thank you. Next on the agenda is the UAB. That's for tourism. Last night. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Chairman, I'm going to turn it over to Pat and let Pat hit the financials, and we can discuss the project on the resorts.
Okay. All right. It's late, so I'll give you the Reader's Digest condensed version. It's been a long night, but the month of February.
Executive session. You don't want to go on executive session, or...
We're good.
Usually the reason we go in executive session, since it does with financial, time not to disperse at all, but we'll stay open tonight.
Okay.
Because
we're being recorded.
Okay. Anyway, it was kind of a mixed month. If you were the general manager and working at River Spirit, it was a great month. If you were at any of our other properties, it wasn't such a great month. River Spirit revenues last month were up $2.5 million, almost 20%. Every other casino was down a little bit, somewhere between 10% and 15% on the average. River Spirit, of course, is the result of the expansion project. It's doing really, really well. The other properties, I think, are still suffering a little bit from the oil and gas and agriculture business all really being in a bit of a slump, and we're not out of it yet. The revenues for the month were $29 million, and our distribution last month was $10.9 million, which is up from about 10.2 a year ago. Our revenues were a little bit below budget, and our distribution was below budget by $800,000 for the month as a result of this, of the smaller properties not hitting the revenue targets. year to date, our revenues have been $132 million. Our distributions are just a little bit short of $40 million for the five-month period. And compared to budget, our distributions of about $40 million are above budget by $1.4 million. As I mentioned, our savings on commissions now, they're over $120 million from buying machines. There's some statistics on Class 2 versus Class 3 machines and owned versus lease. They're about the same percentages as before. And as far as Native American employment, we are 47% at month end. Creek Nation citizen employment increased by 13% over last year. And the total Native American employment increased by 19% over a year ago. The next page is just the by property, then all of the employment information, the tribal information that we pass out every month. And then the final pages in the packet are the events coming up at the Paradise Cove. And the events have really been paying off big for us. We have a jump in revenue between $150,000 and $200,000 every night that we have an entertainment, you know, in our bigger, newer venue. And everybody's loving the venue. The entertainers like it. Customers like it. And it's a real hit. I hope you can all come out tomorrow night. It's Tony Bennett, 90 years old and going strong. We have another. Don Rickles is playing later this year, and he's 90 also.
Oh, he makes it. Oh, he makes it.
Yeah. He's down like 45 days.
Before you get any further, listen.
Fat question. Oh. Is there any way to make announcements at least a couple weeks ahead of time for these entertainers that have these crazy things they want done, like with Chris Rock's, when you got to put your cell phone in a bag and get it after the show? So, because what a lot of complaints I'm hearing,
okay,
I believe other representatives are hearing, is like when it was hot in there for what was the guy from the Eagles?
Yeah,
they're blaming that on us, and then also the frisking and all that stuff they were upset about, you know,
right?
And when that's the entertainer that's requesting that done, not us. I think I would like to see that definitely publicized and made public that it's not us. This isn't us. This is a contract with the entertainers doing that, because they're upset at us for that. You know, that phone deal with Chris Rock, boy, happy.
Okay.
It's going to be a nightmare. Can you imagine?
Okay.
Can you get your phone out of the bag?
Oh.
Yeah.
No phones. You can't record anything. So if there's any way to like announce that, because like I said, a lot of the customers are upset with us saying, you know, it's our fault, and it's really not. It's something that the entertainers have in their contract. Maybe we can put that out. It would be greatly appreciated.
Okay.
Pete, question?
Also, too, I know part of the problem, too, is I think Buffalo Rust taking all our money.
they're giving up. They're giving out money, not taking it. They're giving it out.
The machines are
in. Really? I'm calling Papa Girls. You raised that long, man. Any other questions, David?
What's going on?
I had a phone call the other night. They had this individual apply for a position. Position was filled, but they was never notified. So how is that until that individual called?
They had already, they'd been set up for an interview.
Yeah,
but then the position
was
filled.
Process and didn't hear anything.
They should have called them.
They ended up, that never happened.
Okay. Yeah, they should track them. They track them, you know, all the way through from the first time they take their application. They track them all through the whole process. So if somebody missed a step.
Mine, real quick, I don't know if second speaker or person Huff has addressed this at GLAB. Is there any way to overstaff when we have concerts for beverage? Because that's one of the other big complaints we all get, that people can't get drinks. And if you drink, it's been 1 month.
Right.
Margaritaville runs that place. That's and we get blamed for not having people there.
In Margaritaville?
The 5 o'clock.
No, on the floor.
On the floor.
The floor. They'll hit the service button. I sit there.
Yeah.
Mike Wood sit there for 30 minutes after he hit the service button.
Yeah, well, two things happen. We were understaffed, and we've added a bunch. And another thing that we happened after you guys let us know about it is they were punching the buttons, and on some of the banks, that goes electronically to iPads that the, or iPods at the cocktail waitress. That message wasn't going through. It was getting lost in translation. And thank you for letting us know, because we started tracing it back, and they found out and they traced them all. And there was quite a number of banks of machines where they're pressing the button would light up, and there was no message going to the cocktail servers to tell them to go there. So that was. But we were understaffed, and we have added.
Well,
Yeah, went into the black hole.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Any other questions?
Just a couple of other quick things. I mean, we're just getting rave reviews over the property. Not only the, you know, there are some things that are happening that aren't good. Most of them are really good. People are just, like I say, they're raving about not only the facility but the customer service. We're making friends and we're getting new customers on a daily basis. We're open beginning of the month. We're open 30 days. End of the month, our hotel is open 90 days or 60 days. Can't even add this late at night. But 60 days in, we run almost 50% occupancy for the entire month, which is pretty good for a brand new hotel. Our group sales department have booked over 9,100 room nights already for the year. And things are moving along, but we are having to work on the midweek business. As I mentioned, the theater is giving us a big push. We're doing a lot of VIP events. The spa is open. It's doing pretty well. We're getting really good reports on that. The complaints we're getting, besides the cocktail, number one is people can't get a reservation at Ruth Chris because they're too busy. Number two, they show up at 7 o'clock the night of an 8 o'clock concert and can't get in one of our restaurants because there's an hour and a half wait. And number three, there's about a 15 or 20 minute wait for the cars after the concert. So I tell them, come earlier and stay later, you know, after the concert, you know, have a drink, sit down at one of our machines. But those are good problems to have. They really are.
One question I was brought up to me is that they were asking if we're going to get that system like Hard Rock has, where you hate to take your valet car, you just kind of scan it. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, we're installing a valet system. I mentioned the spa. The only thing we have left to open now is the pool deck and the Land Shark Bar and the Tiki Bar and the Tiki Dining. That will be open. The bar or the pool is pretty much done. The bar is being finished. There's water in the pool now. They're balancing it and starting to heat it up. The last thing to be done will be the trail that goes back behind it along the pool. And rather than open the pool deck and have construction equipment out there, we're going to open the trail and the pool deck at the same time. And the target date for a ribbon cutting and open to the public is right now, April 14th. So you'll all be invited to come by and have a pool party.
Oh.
We tried to get David to jump in and out, but it's still a
cool. So what should we wear, jogging or swimming suit?
Bring your grass skirt and coconut bra.
That March Madness, you know, they're having that tournament in Tulsa. Have you been getting a lot of...
Yeah, we're getting some hotel. I think more of it's going to be people stopping by because, you know, the venue, of course, is Cox Center uptown. Mm-hmm. We are getting some people in town for that. We've done some advertising. And we've got some really good mentions in the paper about places to go and things to do. There's a special section in the paper for March Madness, and we're mentioned quite a few times.
That's
so we are getting some business off it. Not if we were uptown closer, we'd be completely full of them, but there'll be a number there.
That's what me and Rob was talking about. As far as the Chamber of Commerce, you know, mm-hmm. have they been helping out?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another question you asked last night about a government or a military rate, we do have it's $91 hotel rate for government and military. And we have a number of them that have already come in on that. We've got some tribal gaming regulators coming in next week.
Okay.
So are we ready for intertribal? We want to show it off to everybody.
Absolutely, we're ready.
Any other questions?
I was going to say, we watch Expedition Unknowns on National Geographic Channel, and that actually advertised on that.
Oh, yeah.
Day was on, you know, not just a local channel, it was something that was national. And cool. That was a good advertisement.
Anything else? No, thank you, guys. Okay, moving on down to the agenda. Announcements. Any announcements? Any announcements? Hearing none. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion
adjourn. All favors say aye.
Aye.
Pete, give us a benediction, please.
First, we have our give thanks for the day that you provided us. And please forgive us for our sins and also to give us traveling mercies tonight as we travel to our destination. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.